This is the Tiger 102.75.
Tour operators are saying they've had enough of the winding back of tour boat operations around Phuket's islands and are now resorting to boycotting and disrupting the tours in order to get their protests heard. About 50 tour operators in Phuket and Phang Nga say they're suspending boat trips to Similan Suran Islands in the Andaman Sea until the end of today to protest against the decision of the Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation to limit the number of visitors to the island to just 3,850 a day. That number includes 525 scuba divers. A report says the limitation of visitors came into force yesterday after the two main islands reopened to tourists after several months of closure during the monsoon. Tour operators say they'll continue their boycott until the end of today, whilst they're awaiting response from the department. The number of Chinese tourists visiting Thailand during this quarter is expected to continue dropping. It remains uncertain whether the government can reverse the slowdown in visitors from China during the peak travel season from October through to the end of the first quarter next year, the report from the Standard Chartered Bank. Thailand's tourism industry continues to feel the negative impact of a tourist boat accident in Phuket that killed 47 tourists from China in early July. Arrivals from China, which account for 30% of the total tourism in Thailand, fell 12% in August. They grew only 3% during China's Golden Week holiday, less than expected. Fluctuations in the Chinese yuan may also be deterring travel to Thailand. Even though research remains pessimistic on the number of Chinese tourists, the research says that overall foreign travellers in the final quarter this year, which is the peak tourist season in Thailand, will rise by 3% from a year earlier to 9.56 million, supported by a recovery in Malaysian travellers. And the Thai Commerce Minister is urging commerce attachés to prepare for a global trade war, which he says is likely to intensify next year. On the bright side, he said the country can export more and court more foreign investment. So commerce attachés must adjust their focus to promote local products in the global market. We've had some pretty big drug busts over the past 6 months. This one is a complete blockbuster, though. More than 20 million speed pills and 100 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine, worth over 2 billion baht, have been seized and three alleged traffickers arrested in two major police operations. Part of the massive illicit drug haul seized on the 13th and 14th of October was displayed during a media briefing at the Narcotics Suppression Bureau headquarters in Bangkok. The huge drug bust followed a tip-off that a drug trafficking gang would smuggle a large quantity of illicit drugs from Paya Mengrei district to central Chiang Rai. Police teams were dispatched to keep watch along possible smuggling routes. 30 fertilizer sacks, each containing 400,000 methamphetamine pills, along with two sacks filled with a total of 100 kilograms of crystal methamphetamine, were seized from just one of the three pickup trucks intercepted. You can read more about that huge haul of drugs at thetiger.com. The Department of National Parks, Wildlife and Plant Conservation is rejecting a request by business operators to postpone a quota system for tourists in the Similan National Park in Phang Nga. Songtam Suksawong, the director of the National Park Office, says we informed them in advance and did not just tell them now, as tour operators have claimed. We will not revise our decision. The longer we postpone a plan for tourism management, the more we will lose. Kun Songtam said the department doesn't want to see the national park laid to ruin, as happened with Maya Bay. And the Mu Pass soccer team, who were saved in a dramatic rescue operation in the Tam Luang Caves in Chiang Rai 3 months ago, were treated to a major surprise when their footballing hero, Zlatan Ibrahimovic, showed up during their interview on The Ellen Show on American Talk TV. The former Manchester United star walked into the studio where the youngsters and their coach were being interviewed via a translator. The Swedish soccer icon said this is probably the best team in the world. They showed their collective teamwork and had patience. The boys told Ellen that prayer and meditation helped them stay calm during the ordeal. And you can see that interview at thetiger.com, also on our Facebook pages.